The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
He relayed that he was having some issues. So I told Pav to get ready. I think it was at the end of during our power play. So no immediate rush to get him out of there. As soon as we got the opportunity, we pulled him out.
Jared Bednar saying that the team, the coaching staff, well aware that Darcy Kuemper was having some problems early on in game number one, and they had told Pablo Francouz to be ready.
It was called the Edmonton Oilers. Yeah, he was having some problems.
3 goals on 16 shots.
Yeah.
The Avalanche, I think, weren't in panic mode by any means. And yes, thank you to all the texters who reminded me that Francouz did start one game in the Nashville series. So Kuemper has not started all of them. So appreciate the reminders, keeping me on my toes. Again, like Patrick Mahomes needing the swing juice yesterday with his tall boy, I need a little broadcast juice early this morning.
By the way, did you see? I saw a report that him taking a swig of the beer was the equivalent of $110,000 of advertising free advertising.
I've got another story about that related to golf and beer I'll get into later on in the program.
One quick question, because I think this is. I just jumped into my head, and I'm a squirrel, so I see a shiny object. I'm like, hey, think about that. So let me ask you this. If Darcy Kuemper hasn't given up 3 goals on 16 shots, if he's pitching a shutout, does he complain about the way he's feeling and get pulled?
He, not as long as it's a shutout. But maybe if a goal or 2 goals go in later in the game, right, whether that's later in the second, whether that's into the third period. But no, if you haven't given up anything, why would you not ride it? Right? Unless you just feel awful, right? I mean, if you have blurry vision and you're foggy, like sometimes it makes you nauseous and you feel like you're going to vomit, right? If that's the case, then, concussion symptoms,
sure. Yeah, I'm just asking, if he was pitching a shutout, would he have pulled himself? Or would he have mentioned to the staff, hey, man, I don't feel good? I'm trying to get into it. I'm not, that's going to come out as I'm questioning his toughness or whatever. Just saying.
Curiosity.
I'm just saying, where is he though, right? Like mentally, what I'm trying to figure out what is, they're not going to tell us about the injury or anything. I'm just trying to figure out what his mental state is right now. Because I know I've played with a couple of dudes that, if they got BD, all of a sudden you're coming up with a hamstring, or one of those situations, right? Oh, hammy. I don't want the loser's lament. We're in it. That's just kind of how I feel.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Yeah, I thought Mike Smith was excellent for us all playoffs long. Last night, I didn't think we did much as a team to help him out in certain situations. We'll determine Mike's status and Miko's status tomorrow.
Jay Woodcroft, the Oilers head coach. Av's not the only one considering their goaltending situation, as you alluded to in our open here today, Mark, because Mike Smith, much like game one of the Calgary series, got lit up and yanked, but he came back.
Mm-hmm.
They went back to him against the Flames and won 4 straight to take that series.
Yeah. I would not be at all surprised. Like, if I was a gambling man and I had to put one goalie, like if you had the bet, hey, one backup's going to start tonight and one starter is going to start tonight. They're not going two backups. I'd say Mike Smith's going to be between the pipes for Edmonton because they've seen this. They've seen this. They've seen him do this before. They saw him, as you mentioned, in that Calgary, depending on where you're from. They saw him give up and get pulled. Give up. What did he give up? 6 goals in that game and get pulled. And then get back in and really have a nice series after that. So I would venture to guess that Mike Smith will be between the pipes again tonight, and that Francouz will be in the pipes for the Avs tonight.
Next on the Morning Brew.
You guys know the offense is difficult, and it's just the regular routine practice is not going to be enough for us to get it down pat. So we have to do things on our own so we could get it, because we don't want to be one of those teams to make excuses. New coach, new quarterback, new offense, and we don't get going to the end of the year. We want to come out the gate firing on all cylinders, because it's Super Bowl or bust this year.
Tim Patrick saying Super Bowl or bust, but also say a lot of extra work is being put in after practice. Is that something you felt has happened the last few years under the previous coaching staff?
No, I think this is, I think there's always, you know, guys are staying after to catch balls or whatever, but there's a difference between, you know, between having a dude like Russell Wilson there and you're putting in that extra work, you're putting in that extra study, you're putting in that, because as he mentioned, from an offensive perspective with this particular coaching staff and this particular offense, it really is about volume of, and it's not volume of plays, so to speak, Chad. I think in past coaching staffs, there's been volume of play issues. We got too many plays. The volume here is pre-snap. So the real difficult part of this playbook is the verbiage and all that, but it's really about pre-snap. How many shifts? How many motions? How much can we make the defense? How much can we undress the defense to have them tell us what they're in, man versus zone? What are they kind of doing? And then the other thing is, how many times can we make them communicate? How many times can we change the strength? How many times can we fly motion? How many times can we motion? How many times can we change the formation? And how many different personnel groups can we throw at them? So, you know, for Tim, hey, man, I got to know when I'm playing Z. I know when I'm playing F. I know when I'm playing X. And, you know, and I got to know each route and route combination and how those things work. And a motion may take me from, you know, one to another. So, like, that's the difficulty of all this.
We will follow up on the other portion of that comment coming up next, because Tim Patrick, if you didn't catch that, said it's Super Bowl or bust.